They came into the bank around 1:30, a man and a woman. Both of them wore ski masks and both carried guns. The teller was busy with a customer, the last of the lunchtime rush. She didn't see them come in. She helped her customer cash his paycheck, and when she looked up, they were there. Two of them. The man about 6 feet tall, the woman almost a full foot shorter. The woman carried a shotgun, sawed off and menacing, the man an assault rifle. Bank robbers. Just like in the movies. They swept into the middle of the bank before Larry, the big guard, could react from the door. The man fired a burst with his machine gun through the ceiling, and customers screamed and scattered. Larry half stood at the door, his hand on his radio. The woman pointed the shotgun at him. "On the ground!" Her voice was hard. "Don't be a hero!" The man with the rifle carried a duffel bag. He tossed it to his partner, who held her shotgun on Larry, waiting as he sunk, sheepish, to the floor. "Everybody on the ground," the man said. "Whatever you're thinking you'll try, it's not worth it." The customers hit the floor, all of them, ducking for cover in their suits and heels and nylons, hiding where they could, behind countertops and in doorways. The teller snuck a glance at Cindy beside her. Cindy was shaking, staring hard at the man and his big machine gun, her hand on the silent alarm. The man caught her gaze and walked over. "I said get down!" Cindy shook harder, tears in her eyes. The man hit her, hard, with the butt end of his rifle, and Cindy made a little grunt and went down. Sprawled out on the floor behind her station, her nose bloody, her breathing fast and panicked. She stared up at the teller, but she didn't move. Down the line of tellers, the woman was emptying the tills, filling her duffel bag with cash. The man with the machine gun turned, and the teller started to duck away. "Wait," the man said. The teller flinched, stuck halfway between standing and kneeling. The gunman came closer. "Stand up." The teller obeyed. "Please, don't hurt me." The man studied her as his partner worked her way down the long row of tellers. He had blue eyes behind the mask, icy blue, unnatural. He looked like he might be smiling, but there was no warmth in his eyes. "I could kill you," he said. He leveled the big gun at her chest, and she watched it, surreal. Felt her legs start to give, and reached for the counter to steady herself. "I could just pull the trigger," he said. "It would be easy, wouldn't it?" She nodded. He stared at her for another moment. His partner had reached Cindy's station. The man gestured to Cindy's till with the gun. "Open it," the teller obeyed. The woman with the shotgun put the duffel bag on the counter, and the teller reached inside Cindy's till and took out a stack of $20 bills. Mechanically, she started to count them, a reflex. "Don't count the money," the man told her. "Just put it in the bag." She cursed herself. "Of course you don't have to count it." She put the stack in the duffel bag and reached back into the till, took out the last of the money. "Good," the man told her. "Now yours." The teller crossed to her own till and started to empty it. The man walked to the middle of the lobby as she worked, swinging his machine gun on his hip, watching the customers on the floor. In the distance, the first sirens started to sound. The woman with the shotgun watched the teller. "Hurry up!" There was nothing kind in her voice, nothing human. The teller kept her head down until she'd removed the last of the money from her till. Then she dared to look up. "There's no more," she said. The woman glanced in the till, zipped the bag closed, and turned back to the man. "Let's go." The man picked up the bag as the woman started for the door. The teller waited for the man to follow. He didn't. He stared at the teller until she met his gaze. Then he leveled his gun at her chest again. He winked at her. "Pow," he said. Then he turned and walked out the door. The teller watched him until he disappeared into the sunlight. Then she sunk down beside Cindy, shaking and sobbing, her knees to her chest. She didn't look up until the police arrived.